Hi, my name is Sydney Mitchell.
Hi, I'm Matthew Brickman, Florida Supreme Court mediator. Welcome to the Mediate This podcast, where we discuss everything mediation and conflict resolution.
Well, Matthew and I are sitting here together today looking at a laundry list of questions that you, our listeners, have submitted to us to talk about. And we're going to tackle a question today. Actually, Matthew, there's some words in here that I don't quite understand what they, what their implications are. And so let's dive in. The question that one of our listeners has submitted is inheritance considered community property? And that phrase, community property, I personally have never heard that before. So my first question to you is, what is community property? And then we can really dig in to the question. I'm sure there are some more of our listeners who haven't heard that phrase before.
Okay, so you and I, when we were going through the mediation agreement in a previous episode, we had talked about how Florida divides assets and debt. And I believe that you're probably familiar with the phrase because we've talked about equitable distribution, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you understand equitable distribution. So let's start there. So for you and I, we live in Florida. And so in Florida, we are an equitable distribution state. So Florida's not community property. So let's then talk about community property. What is community property? So community property is made up of assets that come into the marriage during the marriage through any means other than inheritance or a gift. So to quickly just answer your question, is inheritance community property? Well, it says no, because it says community property is made up of assets that come into the marriage during the marriage other than inheritance or a gift. So the short answer to the question for our listener is no, inheritance is not community property. Now, to further look at, okay, how do we define community property? Assets acquired by the husband or the wife, regardless of how those assets are titled, are viewed as assets of the marital community. So for example, husband has a car titled to him. You know, the title to the car is in his name. During the marriage. So let's just say, you know, Bob and Carol get married. Bob buys a car, pays it off. It's titled to him. It's his car. Let's say that Carol didn't have that great of insurance, so Bob buys a second car inside the marriage, and that's the one that Carol drives. Once it gets paid off, then Bob gets the title. So Bob's got two cars, one that he drives, one that Carol drives, and they're both titled to him. Well, so community property says, regardless of how it's titled, it's part of the marital community or the marital pot. So it'll be divided.
What would equitable distribution say about that?
Well, we're going to get to equitable distribution in a moment, and then we'll talk about how that's different with equitable distribution, being that we are in Florida. Okay.
Okay. I don't mean to jump ahead. My brain is.
I know. Your brain's going a million miles an hour. Now, before we jump into how's it different for equitable distribution? We need to know, how's the United States situated? Is it community property or is it equitable distribution? And remember, you and I have talked over and over and over again. And when we're tired of hearing it, we're probably just now getting it. How many times have we said, know the laws of your state, right?
Yes. Number one. Okay. Listeners, a few podcasts ago, I pointed this out. If you were to take anything from this podcast, if I could take away like one quote for you, it would be that, to know the laws in your state. There's so many of our conversations that we have that really are dependent upon where you live. Now, we're in Florida, obviously, so we speak from that perspective, but yes and amen to that, Matthew. It is very, very key.
Okay, so as of the date of recording this, so it is March 2022, okay? If you take a look here, Sydney, here are the remaining 9 states out of 50. There's only 9 states which recognize the community property law. So as we sit here right now, they include Arizona, community property, California, community property, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin.
It's like wrapping around, well, Wisconsin is a little random.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are all kind of wrapping around that.
It's sort of the exterior of the United States, right?
Say that again.
So it's sort of the exterior of the United States.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So out of the 50 states, there's only 9 that still operate under community property. So again, I don't know where our listener lives, but if they're in Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Washington, or Wisconsin, if they have an inheritance, then it's not part of the community property. There's the short answer based on the research that we've done. But still, for you listener who asked this question, go talk to an attorney in your state, see if the laws have changed, see if you are, whenever you're ready to file, whenever you're ready to do something, go and consult legal counsel, because you do not want to assume, oh, I heard this on a podcast, laws change. Laws are constantly changing state to state. Legislatures are updating and passing things. So find out the laws of your state to just make sure before you do anything. Okay, so Sydney, going back then to your question of community property, equitable distribution. So what we need to do, Sydney, to figure out what does equitable distribution mean is let's go look at Florida statute for what it says equitable distribution actually means. So when we pull up the statute, for those that want to listen, for those that are listening, because you can't see, for the rest of you except for Sydney, you can see it. For the rest of you who are listening, it is chapter 61.075. That is Florida law as it pertains to equitable distribution of marital assets and liabilities. So again, that's 61.075. So according to Florida law, this is not me giving legal advice. Please go and consult an attorney. But let's just look at what the law says as it's written from the Florida legislature. I'm not going to jump to the end. Let's read all the other stuff, even though it may seem a little confusing. I'll summarize. So it says, in a proceeding for dissolution of marriage. That means when filing divorce.
I was going to say, translate, please.
Yeah. I'm going to go through and read, and then I'm just going to summarize. In a proceeding for dissolution of marriage, that's considered when you file for divorce. In addition to all other remedies available to the court to do equity between the parties. That means in addition to all other solutions that the court may use to create equity between husband and wife, or in a proceeding for the disposition of assets following a dissolution of marriage by a court which lacked jurisdiction over an absent spouse or lacked jurisdiction to dispose the asset. What that means is when the court is trying to figure out what to do with everybody's stuff, whether they have jurisdiction over their stuff or not, or even over the person, the court shall set apart to each spouse that spouse's non-marital assets and liability. So, for example, we had a listener that asked us, going back to, is my inheritance community property? Well, the court first has to see, well, did you keep it as a non-marital asset? If you kept it as a non-marital asset, it's not part of equitable distribution if you're in one of the other states other than the 9 that are community property. If you commingled it, then it's probably going to come into play.
And a car would be a great example of that.
What's it?
I said, and a car would be a great example of that, right?
Just no, usually with that, Sydney, it's usually like bank account, inherit. Like, I'll give you an example. The other day, it was very recent. The other day, I had a mediation where the wife had $1 million that was an inheritance. Mm-hmm. She kept it in a separate account, never commingled it into their joint account, didn't even put it into her bank account that she acquired after the marriage. It was a completely different account, which kept it non-marital. It was an inheritance. It was non-marital. And so for equitable distribution, it did not come into play because it was non-marital. Now, I have had accounts. I mean, I've had people where, for example, let's just say that I'm married and I receive an inheritance from a dead relative. And I take that money and I put it into my regular bank account where my paycheck goes, where I pay bills from. Well, I've
from like a shared account.
Yeah, I have now commingled it, which means that inheritance is now marital.
Right.
In the event that I get divorced. Or let's say, for example, it's a retirement account. Let's say that it's a separate retirement account and eventually I roll it into, so like it's an IRA, I have another IRA and I'm like, hey, I just want to combine them so I can get a bigger return on my money because compound interest, the more that's there, the bigger the compound interest, right? So I want to combine the two. Well, once I combine the two, if one of them is marital and one of them is non-marital, once I commingle it, too bad, that inheritance is now part of the entire community, okay? So in equitable distribution, the court will set apart everybody's non-marital assets and non-marital liabilities. And in distributing the marital assets and liabilities between the parties, the court must begin with the premise that the distribution be equal. So that means that we're going to put everything together, and the court says we start with the premise of everything 50-50, cut it right down the middle. But then it has a comma, and it says, unless there is justification for an unequal distribution based on all relevant factors. And then they list a whole bunch of factors. Usually, Sydney, and I think we've probably talked about this in a previous episode, where we talked about marital dissipation and waste. Let's say, for example, that there's a whole bunch of money in the account. I've got money, my wife's got money and stuff. And let's say that an affair takes place and I'm using part of my paycheck and, you know, monies that I've got, and I'm having an extramarital affair. Well, actually, I'm spending like 50% of that money that I'm spending on an extramarital affair is actually my wife's. So maybe when we, you know, maybe when she finds out we get divorced, well, guess what? It's not 50-50 because I dissipated or I wasted marital monies on an extramarital relationship. Mm-hmm. So there might be an unequal distribution there. One of the other places I've seen it is recently had a mediation where there was an unequal distribution of the marital home because both parties were contributing to it throughout the marriage. But about a year prior to the divorce, the husband just stopped contributing. And the wife had to contribute all of it. Mm. Well, so she was then going to receive credits and offsets for the principal that was paid to reimburse her because he was, and you know, he was keeping 100% of his money, but was not contributing. And so there was, and so we negotiated then an offset. So they would sell the home, they would split it 50-50, plus she would get X amount reimbursed for where he did not kick in. And there's a number of factors, and we're not going to go through all the factors because it goes on for a few pages. But, you know, if our listeners want to go read, you know, what are other factors other than marital dissipation and waste, what other factors could potentially be looked at when distributing marital assets and liabilities? Again, Florida Chapter 61.075 will then give them direction. And I always encourage everybody, go and look before you go and talk to an attorney so that then you can, when you're talking to your attorney and you're interviewing them, they're sort of interviewing you to see if they want you as a client. When they're telling you the information, you're informed. You're like, hey, good, I'm getting good sound legal advice because I read that. I know what the statute looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do that when they go to buy a car. The internet killed the car business in a way, because you know what? You run Kelley Blue Book. You know, you go to all these online buyers, you print out all the information, and you walk into a car dealership and you're like, I'm not paying sticker. I'll give you this. And then they want to try to, you know, give you fake numbers and you pull out all your documents. Well, there goes their entire spiel of taking advantage of you. So chapter 61075 in Florida will define equitable distribution. And then again, if you're in, at the time of recording, Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin, that's community property. And to answer our listener's question again, no, inheritance is not considered community property in one of those states.
Occasionally, Sydney and I will be releasing Q&A bonus episodes where we will answer your questions and give you a personal shout out.
If you have a comment or question regarding anything that we discuss, email us at info@ichatmediation.com. That's info@ichatmediation.com. And stay tuned to hear your shout out and have your question answered here on the show.
For more information about my services or to schedule your mediation with me, either in person or using my iChat Mediation virtual platform built by Cisco Communications, visit me online at imediateinc.com. Call me at 561-262-9121, toll free at 877-822-1479, or email me at mbrickman@ichatmediation.com.